Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Historic changes to one of the nation's foremost anti-hunger programs was debated on Wednesday in the U.S. House Agriculture Committee. After its release just last week, the House version of the 2018 Farm Bill is expected to move swiftly through the House, which is troublesome to hunger-fighting groups, including the Ohio Association of Food Banks. Executive Director of the organization, Lisa Hamler-Fugit, explains the proposal imposes a strict work mandate for those receiving help through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP.
Let me be clear. The current bill, as it stands, will increase hunger and contribute to escalating health care costs instead of maintaining our country's long-term commitment to providing hunger relief and working to prevent hunger and food insecurity.
Currently, SNAP recipients aged 18 to 49 without dependents are subject to work requirements. The legislation would expand the age to 59 and include parents with children over 6 years of age. And those who fall short of the 20-hour per week work requirement would lose benefits after 1 month. Supporters of this bill maintain the changes will incentivize work and lift people out of poverty while continuing support for those in need. Ohio's spring turkey hunting season begins this week, and officials are encouraging all hunters to keep in mind a few safety tips. Youth season for ages 15 and under runs this Saturday and Sunday from 30 minutes before sunrise to sunset. Ohio Division of Wildlife spokesperson Jamie Emmert says spring turkey season is popular, and the two-day youth season gives them a chance to bag a turkey.
They get an extra chance to harvest a turkey before everyone else. That special weekend gives them an opportunity to get out in the woods and hear some gobblers and hopefully shoot a gobbler.
Youth must have a valid hunting license, a turkey permit, and be accompanied by someone 18 years or older. She also notes that hunter orange is not required, but the Ohio Department of Natural Resources recommends turkey hunters wear blaze orange when entering, moving, and leaving your hunting area.
Know your target, be absolutely 100% sure of your target, and also what's beyond that target. So not just what you're shooting at, but what you're shooting toward. And always treat a gun as if it's loaded. So crossing a stream or a fence, be extra, extra careful on how to handle that firearm.
To see requirements and rules for turkey hunting season, go to wildohio.gov. If you're looking for a family fun event this weekend, county residents are invited to an annual event at the Tuscarawas County YMCA. The Y is partnering with Tuscarawas County Safe Kids Coalition for the Saturday event, Healthy Kids Day and Safe Kids Day, Together Again. President of the Twin Cities Kids Coalition, Wendy Mann, says there will be activities for the entire family.
Costume characters, the bicycle rodeo that's pretty famous with Safe Kids. There'll be free swimming. So we ask that you do a little safety course, and then all kids can bring their bathing suits and have a free day of swimming.
The April 21st event is happening from noon until 4 p.m. at the Y in Dover.
A lot of agencies coming. We have a lot of first responders. Zor Fire Department has helped us out with getting a life flight brought in, and we're going to have Dover Fire Department set up a landing zone for us. And to be a partner is just beyond exciting.
Mann explains that the coalition got involved as a way to create a connection to potentially bring a YMCA satellite office back to the Twin City area.
They provide a lot of healthy alternatives, whether it's exercising, different fitness exercises that you could do. And it's just bringing them back down into the area because it's well needed.
Other scheduled events to awaken your children's imagination include family yoga, sing-alongs, and a gymnastics team demonstration. In state news, a judge has heard arguments about whether a man convicted as a juvenile of raping a 16-year-old girl should be removed from Ohio's sex offender registry. Judge Thomas Lipps held the hearing Thursday in juvenile court in Steubenville to consider the request of former high school football player Malik Richmond. He was convicted in 2013 of raping the West Virginia girl during an alcohol-fueled party following a Steubenville high school football scrimmage the previous year. In sports news, the Columbus Blue Jackets lost to the Washington Capitals 4-1 last night. The series is now tied at 2 games apiece as it shifts back to D.C. on Saturday. Pittsburgh hosts the Philadelphia Flyers tonight at 7 p.m. With the win, the Penguins could move on to the next round of the playoffs. The Cavs are on the road tonight in Indiana. They are looking to take the lead in the series with Game 3 at 7 p.m. The Indians get back in action this evening as they begin a 4-game series in Baltimore, starting at 7:05. The Big Z Sports Show is tonight from 6 to 8, and we'll be streaming online at WTUZ.com. News This Morning is brought to you by Lawn Motor Company in Sugar Creek, the area's most complete car service and repair center. Your Z Country forecast is up next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? Lawn Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close to showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to Lawn Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A black 2006 Acura MDX SUV with heated leather seats, 4x4, sunroof, navigation, and electronic parking aid. A black 2010 Volkswagen GTI with a 4-cylinder engine, heated seats, sunroof, satellite radio, navigation, and daytime running lights. See these and other great vehicles at Lawn Motor Company on Broadway in Sugar Creek or at lawnmotorsco.com.
It'll stay dry into the weekend. Temperatures will gradually warm up. The forecast, sunshine on this Friday afternoon, high temperature 53. Mostly clear tonight, low temperature in the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. Saturday, we'll see sunshine start to fade behind increasing clouds, but it'll stay dry, high temperature 57. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low 34, turning mostly sunny Sunday with an afternoon high of 62. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news anytime, 24 hours a day, you can log on to WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.